today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
So I'm kind of going backwards.
We're here at Denizens Brewing in Silver Spring, Maryland. It is a wonderful place, and thank you very much, Denizens, for hosting us.
Yes.
It's been fantastic. And they have two locations, but I believe it's going to be down to one soon.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately, this place is not long for this world.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It pretty much has to do with the fact that we're here.
Okay.
Yeah. But there's another location. I'm looking at Nick. Do you know where it is? Riverdale, Maryland.
Okay.
So anyone in the DMV, go visit Denizens Brewing in Riverdale, Maryland, which I believe is near College Park.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So the university scene.
Okay. So I'm Jim Lenahan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
This is Rock in the Suburbs. We're here at Suburbs Fest. And with us today is Herb Fernandez. Hey, Herb.
Hello, Herb.
Okay. Hello, guys. Good to be here. Thanks for having
Great
me.
To see you.
Herb, you drove down from New Jersey?
Always. Yep.
Yeah.
The only way to go.
Yeah, it's a car-centric culture in New Jersey.
Yes, very much so.
Yes. The highways jam with broken
mirrors. Yeah,
yeah.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. Okay.
I get it.
Yeah. All right. So, Herb, what would you like to talk about here on the podcast?
Well, it's something I just realized. I guess I was over the summer, we're on vacation, and I'm listening to the Spotify playlist and like songs, and I noticed not a surf song came on. I think it was Always Love or something. I was like, oh, I used to listen to this all the time. So I start listening to them, and then I start doing a deep dive into them. I like them more than I remembered liking them.
Oh, interesting.
So I'm going back, and I was like, there's other bands started coming up, like Gomez. Gomez had This Is How We Operate.
Yep.
Yeah, and I loved it. But I'm going back and I'm listening to that all the time. And then I start listening to other stuff that's the only thing I had. So now I'm doing more. I'm going backwards, basically.
Oh, interesting.
Like this new thing. And then like the Strokes. I'm going back and listening to the Strokes because I read Meet Me in the Bathroom.
Oh, okay.
And I kind of gave the Killers kind of short shrift. Oh, I didn't realize they played with the Strokes. They went on tour in the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
And then I'm listening to them and I'm thinking, damn, they sound like the Strokes with better production value.
Yeah, right.
You know? And the same thing, Kings of Leon and stuff. And now I'm going backwards.
Oh, interesting.
That's why I haven't listened to a lot of new stuff lately because it's all, I missed all this stuff.
Interesting.
And
yeah.
So now I'm going back. Dave Edmonds, same thing. I'm a big Nick Lowe fan. I like Rockpile. And Edmonds, I was like, it's okay. And now everything I listen to is Dave Edmonds.
Wow.
So I'm kind of going backwards.
I guess what you're saying is that you're sort of, are you saying you're kind of dis- discovering bands maybe you've missed? Is that what you're saying?
Both. And kind of rediscovering. Almost liking them more, maybe appreciating more now how good they were.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
And then at the time,
yeah,
you know, it just kind of blew right by them.
Well, I think I there's two things that come to my mind on this topic. One is, I think it's an amazing time as a consumer of music and sound to have the ability to do that. Like now we can literally go to Deezer or Spotify or Apple Music and we can find a catalog. In some cases, it might be remastered or, you know, something like that. So it does give you an incredible opportunity to do so. But I also think that at least the way my mind works is there's a certain completeness that I feel like when I was younger, maybe, or, you know, at a different time, I would sort of like, I'm saying this very eloquently, but I would maybe really want to know what I was talking about. And maybe at a different time in my life, I would say, oh, yeah, I know every Jam record there is, right? Or I know every Dave Evans album. I'm into him. But now I think there's a time we can actually go and do it. And it's kind of like a self-check. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And I find that very interesting.
Yeah.
I think it's really cool. And I also think the third strand of that, too, is that new music discovery gets more and more difficult. That's why I'm very thankful for our new music week that we do on this podcast. That really, really helps separate the wheat from the chaff. But, yeah, I think it's a really interesting phenomenon. I'm trying to think if there's anything that me personally I've been working on. And one of the things that I found really interesting the other day, Jim texted me a picture of these like 5-CD little packages that are like $20. And one of the groups that I have gaps in is Echo and the Bunnymen. Like, I know like two of their albums, but the other ones I haven't heard. And so that's a group that I actually ordered this thing that Jim showed me so I could have them.
There's like a series of, apparently they've been doing this for many years, but Warner Music, as part of like reissues, they'll put out like five album sets on CD for like $20.
Wow.
And I got the Echo and the Bunnymen one.
Yeah. Yeah, that was great.
You know, it's a great. I mean, if any band, there's so many bands in the Warner catalog, they pretty much have these for many of them, and it's a great way to sort of just be like, oh, I could just start to drink from the trough, right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Pretenders, Zevon was another one.
Yeah, yeah, fantastic.
But
I'll tell you what.
No, go ahead. No, go ahead.
Finish your thought.
Okay, one thing I was going to say too about what you said, Herb, is like, there are also those bands that you kind of write off at the beginning.
Exactly,
and you're like, my first impression wasn't entirely favorable. And so I'm not going to hear any of that stuff. And you just, it's natural to do that. So that's the other thing.
Okay, so that leads perfectly to what I was about to say. I've been on a weird, crazy AC/DC kick lately.
Nice.
And it's because I think when I was growing up, like it didn't hit me when I was growing up. Like AC/DC was like for a different brand of teen,
a different
than
clip.
Maybe I was and so and then, you know, when I got into punk and everything, it was just sort of like cast classic rock aside and all that kind of stuff. But I've been listening to these AC/DC songs and I'm like, they're actually kind of punk in a way, you know. It's amazing me how they build a whole song off of like one riff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, and so I've been listening to these songs lately and just being like, why was I more into this band earlier on? You know what I mean? Won't tell your story about a woman I know. I come loving. The show. She ain't exactly pretty. Ain't exactly small. 4-2-3-9-56. You can say she got it all.
Doing all the
I haven't been listening to too much new stuff because you start doing that, get into that rabbit hole. You know, well, and this leads to something else and leads to something else. Ockerville River is another one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's a great one.
I used to like them and then, kind of, I lost track of them.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Easy to lose track of a band.
Right.
I don't know if they call them albums anymore. They were putting out new album. Who the hell was it now? In an airplane over the sea. What the hell?
Neutral Milk Hotel.
Milk Hotel. They put out a new one.
Yeah.
A bunch of songs anyway.
Yeah. Yep.
And then I went back to them.
Yeah.
My daughter actually got me into them.
Oh, so is that right? Like,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Back in the day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Same December is the same thing. She was
another great example.
Band like that.
Yeah.
And then I go start going back.
Oh, that's very cool.
That whole catalog. And it's pretty vast a lot of times. You know, I know one CD or album, whatever. But next thing you know, it's like, holy. And they're still putting out stuff.
Oh, right. They've been doing it the whole time.
Yeah. It's hard to keep up with all the bands.
Right.
And you do lose track. It feels like a Sam Malone trying to juggle a bunch of girlfriends at the same time. You know,
that's right. Yeah.
Being a music fan. Yeah.
I love going down rabbit holes. I love it when it happens to you. And it's not something you can actually make happen. It just sort of has to, you have to kind of fall into it like a weird, crazy AC/DC kick. Yeah.
All right. Man, this place is getting crowded now.
Yeah, man.
All right. Herb, are we good? Want to do the bank of questions?
I'm great. Yeah. I wish there were questions.
All right, here we go.
Uh-oh.
Your question, Herb Fernandez, is, what's your favorite Bill Murray movie?
Oh, What About Bob?
Oh, that's nice.
Why?
Without a doubt. Yeah,
that's a great call.
I'm watching it. Yeah. We named our cat, our dearly departed cat.
Rest in power.
Because of a scene where Richard Dreyfuss is like freaking out, like, because he's always here, and he opens the door and Bob's standing there. We had a cat that came he was like a feral cat or something. He just showed up at the house and he was just always at the back door.
Nice.
And I was like, yeah, that's like Bob. And what about Bob? He's just always there. And finally we let him in and he never left.
I love that.
Until he finally
left.
He passed.
Yeah.
So
that's too bad.
That's a great pick.
That is great.
That's mid career Bill Murray, which is really interesting when he was doing Groundhog Day.
I love it.
Oh yeah.
You know, What About Bob?
They're all quick good change. Movies. Another good
a movie. Nice deep cut.
Yeah, good one.
Very nice.
Excellent.
Very nice.
Excellent. Yeah. All right.
Would you care for a postcard?
I
got to
take a
gift?
Postcard because my wife is big into postcards.
Oh, yeah. Right. Help yourself.
And she loved the Elvis movie.
Right.
So that'll definitely go on our refrigerator. So that's
nice.
Like loaded with.
I like it.
So you're taking the Elvis one there on top? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm definitely taking the Elvis. Even if she might like the Dolly one. Might have to take the Dollywood.
I'll take them both.
I'll take Elvis.
All right. Cool. All right. And would you like an album? I got Poco. I got Spyro Gyra. I got Frampton.
No, that's okay.
Ray Charles CD. The best of Ray Charles.
It, I will not take it.
Okay.
Because I don't have a record player.
Okay.
So.
How about a cassette?
I don't have a cassette player either. You have an 8-track player?
I don't. Do you have a CD player? Ray Charles.
Okay.
The best of Ray Charles. There you go. All right. Best of Ray Charles.
You can't go wrong with that.
I like Ray.
Herb Fernandez, everybody.
Thank you, Herb.
I hope to see you again next year, guys.
Yeah. I thought Herb was wearing a Liverpool hat, but it's actually the old 97s.
Oh,
that's
nice.
Very
he's got
cool.
an old 97s hat, and he's
very
got
cool.
a Fontaine's DC shirt. Very nice, yeah. All right, it's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster. Thank
and
you,
we'll
Herb.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Got away with murder, maybe once or maybe two. Something happens in the morning when I can't see those failing eyes. I can't find a good word for you. Does it come as a surprise? I don't think we rhyme. I will wear you down in time. I will hurt you. I'll desert you. I am Jackie down the line. Said this Sally Bell.
You have an 8-track player? 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 You have an 8-track player?